The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Actually, let's talk about things people have been mentioning, name dropping. Amy Poehler, name dropping Barry's tea.
What's in the fake mug?
This mug?
Yeah.
You know what's in this real mug is real Barry's tea, a wonderful Irish tea, my favorite tea to drink.
Awesome. Excellent.
Not even a sponsor.
I mean, not even a sponsor. The way she says it, one would lend you to believe it is a sponsor, but it's not. She is a genuine Amy Poehler. She of Parks and Rec fame and SNL and everything else is a genuine fan of Barry's tea. James Kavanagh is a former Barry's employee and tea drinker extraordinaire. James, were you surprised Amy was such a fan, is such a fan?
No, she's good taste. So that was not a surprise at all. I guess I'd love to know her. I'd love to know the story of how she came upon it. Was she on holiday in Ireland and got a box, or did an Irish friend give it to her? But no, she's got good taste. I'm not surprised.
I wonder how often has she mentioned it to Irish people and they're Lion's tea drinkers, and they react with disgust and they say, "Oh, Amy, you can't be doing that."
Look, I don't judge the weirdos who drink Lion's tea. It is what it is. But no, I'm Barry's tea for life. I am a bit biased. I used to work for them, so I kind of saw the love that goes into it. It's, you know, made in Cork. They have a master tea blender. It's kind of magical, very Willy Wonka down there. And yeah, they use the best of the best. So I'm a big fan.
So did you learn then as a Barry's tea employee how to make the perfect cup of tea?
Yeah, and would you like to know how to make the perfect cup of tea?
Absolutely. Go for it.
Well, fasten your seatbelt. So the first thing you do, it's the same process if you're making a cup or a teapot. Fresh water in the kettle. Pour out the water that's in the kettle, you know, throw it on the flowers if you want to save the water or if you're that way inclined. But you need fresh water for the best tasting tea. Because it's chemistry. The oxygen in the water is going to make everything taste a bit better. So freshly boiled water, scald your cup. People always forget to scald a cup. Scald a cup, tea bag in, then the water in on top. And now you leave it for 2.5 to 3 minutes. Don't touch the tea bag. And then I always say, when you're lifting out the tea bag, imagine it's a human with a really serious neck injury and you're the helicopter. You're the helicopter mountain rescue coming to pick up the body, which is the tea bag. Lift it gently out and throw it in your compost or in the bin or whatever. And then that'll make the tea taste nice and rich, because when you squeeze it, you're activating the tannins, and it's going to make it bitter. And if you're brewing it for 2.5 to 3 minutes, you've just wasted all your effort to making it nice and round and brewed. Then, and here's where people kind of get it wrong, sugar in next. You want the sugar to melt into hot liquid. People make this mistake as well, baristas, when they're making you an iced coffee and you ask for a bit of sugar, they'll put the sugar in at the end and you're sucking up granules and it's a nightmare. You melt the sugar into the espresso shot and then into the coffee. But anyway, so the sugar goes in at that stage and then milk in last. And if you're making it in a pot, same process, scald the pot, one tea bag per person and one for the pot. And that's how you do it.
So one per person, that's a lot. And one for the pot. So if there's three of you sharing a pot, you have to put four tea bags in it.
Yeah. I don't make the rules.
How much money are you making with that podcast?
It's like the boom over here with my tea bag usage. People, you know,
I'm with the people from Cavan drying them on the washing line and using them again.
No, if I'm going to make tea, I'm going to make it count and I'm going to make it the best it can be. And that's the method I use. I have a YouTube video. If people want to look up James Kavanagh, how to make a cup of tea. People have been telling me for years that they've adopted this method and it's flawless every time.
All
Not
right.
all tea made is equal.
All right. Some more equal than others. James is top of that list. James Kavanagh, how to make a cup of tea. Just Google that. You'll find the YouTube video. James's podcast is the Simpler Life podcast. James, a pleasure as always. Thanks a million for chatting to us. And I hope you enjoy what is left of the good weather today.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.